My name is Mohau Mudisa Geng, born in 1986, and I just recently turned 30, and I'm a visual artist from South Africa. The images in this current show all come from a film project that I did in 2015, and the focus of that project was to link the body, or my own body, to the landscape, or some kind of terrain. It's in a place called Endabeni, a suburb in Cape Town, an industrial suburb in Cape Town, that has a very interesting history. But the particular site where I shot is a municipal yard where the state or the municipality keeps heaps of asphalt that they use for road maintenance in Cape Town. I wasn't aware of the history when I began to shoot the work. But then after shooting, I realized that I might have to answer questions as to where the specificity of the site itself. So I did some research into Endabeni and found out that it was the first segregated or racially segregated settlement in Cape Town and I guess in most of South Africa. But in 1901, there was an outbreak of the bubonic plague in Cape Town, and the civil authorities decided to set up a field hospital and an isolation camp to treat victims. But that was used as well as an opportunity to sort of remove black migrant workers from the urban centers in Cape Town to the margins of the city. So it ended up being the first kind of township structure in South Africa. And about 50 years later, the government made that into a rule where people of different races could not live in the same kind of area. But I found that very interesting that Endabeni, the site that I didn't know of before, basically informs the kind of spatial distribution in South Africa, and also informs the kind of a background that I come from, because in Soweto, Soweto itself is an informal settlement that has a direct link to this first segregated settlement that came out of a history of disease and contamination. I think in my work I'm concerned about my own heritage, trying to understand how I've arrived where I am as a black South African in the post-apartheid moment. And most of the answers seem to be in the past. So for me to understand who I am today and who I will be tomorrow, I have to engage my past. So it's going into things like the history of Endabeni that puts things into context for me, because there's a big span of time between when this particular site was established and when I was born. But I was born into a space that couldn't have existed if it wasn't for the Endabeni situation, which started from an outbreak of the bubonic plague. So there's a direct link in how space is treated in South Africa and the focus of this exhibition.